Mumbula Mountain has been the site of logging operations by Forestry New South Wales, with trees destined to become wood chips for either overseas paper or fuel for a proposed Eden power plant. Monday signified the 49th day of protest in this region. I spoke with Harriet Swift, local chip stop campaigner, about the most recent protests to save Mumbula Mountain.
Monday was a continuation of a campaign that's been going on for about 6 weeks now against the logging of koala habitat in Mumbula Forest. It followed up a bigger event that we'd had over the weekend when we had 360 people turn up in the forest to stage a bit of an event and to object to the logging. That's huge for a place like this.
What's the main message that came out of that protest?
Well, stop the logging of the koala habitat and have some regard for the feelings of the Aboriginal community about it, because that mountain is sacred to them and, you know, it shouldn't be logged for that reason alone.
Could you tell us more about the arrest of Mr. Campbell the other day?
Louis Campbell is one of the traditional owners of Mumbula Mountain, and he came up to the forest with a large group of community members, and he was arrested, not because he actually did anything, but just for being there. As a traditional owner, he was not allowed to set foot in the logging area. There's something wrong there.
It seems that the police and forestry continue their failure to recognise and respect Indigenous heritage and peoples. 3 weeks ago, on April 28th, state forestry loggers were forced to leave compartments 2135 and 2133 on Mumbula Mountain. This followed a letter from one of the traditional owners, Mumbula Mountain being sacred to the Yuin peoples. It was found that logging had been carried out in an Aboriginal place. The Department of Environment, Climate Change and Water asked Forests New South Wales to stop logging operations immediately.
They discovered, when it was drawn to their attention, that the first area to be logged, starting at the end of March, had actually been declared and gazetted in 1984 as an Aboriginal place, which meant that a certain amount of protection was required over it. So one was pulled out as soon as that was drawn to their attention.
It is an offence to knowingly cause or permit the destruction or damage of an Aboriginal place. But you see, it's not that simple.
They fully intend to go back. You know, we've won that one for now, but the forestry authorities can actually apply for permission to desecrate an Aboriginal site. And, you know, they're pretty optimistic that they're going to get that permission from the state government.
The temporary removal of logging machines is a small victory, but the campaign to protect the entire remaining forest in southeast New South Wales continues.
It's definitely not going away. If anything, the feeling in the community about it's getting stronger. It is hard to keep the blockades going every morning because it's getting very cold here now, and a lot of the main organisers have had the flu. You know, it is still very strongly supported by people here, and we've had people from, you know, Canberra and Sydney and other places join us for it too, which is great.
I spoke with Gemma, one of the many supporters from Sydney, who have been offering their solidarity to the blockade at Mumbula Mountain. The campaign is definitely heating up, as Gemma talks about with the legal issues involved.
A couple of weeks ago, we went out there and created a tripod to put on the road to put a person in as a safe sort of permanent structure that can't be removed until a special sort of police department could come and pull that down. And, yeah, the idea was just to hold things up for longer in a peaceful way. And, yeah, we succeeded in doing that, and no log trucks were able to come out of that section for the whole day. A lot of big trees would have been saved that day. Locals that had been campaigning and getting up really early every morning came along, and to see this fabulous structure in the middle of the forest with a person sitting at the top of it, it was quite spectacular. It was a beautiful day.
And this person who was up in the tripod, what's happened for them?
They were arrested while they were up there, and for a number of charges, including, I think, getting in the way of a company being able to do its business they had to go into Bega Police Station and be processed and go through all of that stuff. And then they were released and they have court next week. It should be very interesting because most of the charges, I think, shouldn't stand because they're based on a legal logging operation. But it came out at the end of that day that it was actually an illegal logging operation in this particular compartment because it had been declared an Aboriginal place. So forestry actually were illegally logging, and it took a few phone calls from the Department of Environment and Climate Change to forestry to tell them, hey, you've got to pull your machines out, this is dodgy, which they then had to do, which was an incredible success for everyone who'd been working so hard to like save this particular compartment. The result of that for the protester is that all the charges should be dropped because he was there protesting an illegal operation. So the charges should be dropped and it really should be forestry who is prosecuted actually for what they were doing at that time.
The reasons to protest are not going to disappear as the weather gets colder and the blockading becomes more difficult. Bega Shire Councillor Keith Hughes, who was one of those locked onto machinery on Monday, is quoted as saying, "We will be back. This despicable industry now wants to burn our forests for electricity generation, starting, of course, at the oldest chipmill site of Eden." Harriet Swift also talks about why the local community will keep protesting.
I mean, there's the two issues there. There's the Aboriginal interest in the whole mountain, and particularly that area gazetted as the Aboriginal place. But when they moved out of there, they actually moved closer to the main Kerala area. And the place where they went to was exactly where Kerala footprints had been found on the road just 2 weeks before. You know, they've been saying, well, you know, they're very old records and that, but footprints cannot be more than a few days old.
Despite a six-week community picket, a tree sit blockade, and locking on to $3 million worth of heavy logging machinery, the destruction of Mumbler Mountain continues as this story goes to air.
It's the really old big trees that are going now. It's just unbearable. You know, some of the areas that they started on were regrowth. The forest was just getting back together again after it had been logged, you know, a few decades ago. But the area they're in now is mostly the big old trees. And it's just horrible to hear them go.
Good to mention, like, this sort of stepping up of tactics and how people are doing things to stop the machines and to get in the way of the logging trucks. I think we can probably just, like, expect an intensity of that as a necessity to try and, like, protect this beautiful place.
A final message from the local campaigners at Chipstop.
Best of all would be if you could come and join us, but I know that's hard because it's a long way away. Write a letter to the State Environment Minister or the Premier, Christina Keneally, and just make a big noise about it.
For updates, visit www.serca, that's serca.org.au.
When the wood chips hit the fan, turn rainbow planet, dig it, feed it, fan it, grow it on the planet, dig it, feed it, fan it, grow it on the planet, dig it, feed it, fan it, grow it on the planet, dig it, feed it, fan it, grow it. Remember, the ember is always there burning.
the fires of justice are cleansing. The ashes to regrow of each generation. We honor them both. Destruction and reaction. Planet. Grow it when the wood chips hit the fan.
When the wood chips.
What are you gonna do? Hit the fan.
Yes.
What are you gonna do? When the wood chips hit the fan.
Thank you.
What are you gonna do?
When the wood chips hit the fan.
When the wood chips.
Go.